Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 7, and in verse number 14, where the Bible declares, "In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. God also has set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him." We've been looking at the thought, advancement against adversity. In other words, it seems like the old adage, you take two steps forward and one step back. And that seems to be the case in so many of our lives. It was true in Abraham's life, the patriarch. He suffered famine problems. He suffered flock problems. He suffered feuding problems. In the psalmist's life, of course, David. He had fellowship problems. He had friendship problems, and he had fear problems. And then in Paul's life, his closest friend, Barnabas, and he fell out over the nephew, John Mark. And so fraternity problems and firewood problems when he got snake bit after being soaking wet and cold from the shipwreck. And then flesh problems. He was given a thorn in the flesh, that he might not be exalted above measure. We saw it yesterday in the perfect life, how that the Lord Jesus had forsaking problems. He walked on the water, and yet in the presence of the disciples, and there was a time that the disciples no more walked with him. Faith problems of the disciples. He cast out the spirit but just by his word, and yet they were afraid that they were going to sink, and they woke him, and he ended up having to calm the sea. And then certainly forgiveness problems, in that he was so popular at one point that he couldn't even go into the city openly. And yet when he said, "Why does this man," when he said, "Thy sons be forgiven thee," they said, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies?" And they spake of stoning him. And so it was true in the perfect life. It's true in Paul's life. It was true in the psalmist's life. It was true in the patriarch's life. But can I say today that it's true in our personal lives? This whole concept of advancement or adversity against advancement, or vice versa, whichever way you want to say it, but it comes out the same. In our personal lives, I think about the blessing of family, and certainly the happiness of raising children. And yet, if you're a parent, you know, just as we broke the hearts of our parents, certainly the children break our hearts. And it's true with generation after generation. There's the happiness of raising children, but then there's the heartache and heartbreak of raising children. When it comes to finances, you get ahead and there's something that comes along to help, and then suddenly there's a setback and something comes along to hinder. And certainly it's true with our personal future, with all of our futures. You see, two things are that we know to be true. Number one, no one escapes adversity. Don't care who you are, it's not going to happen. You're not going to live a life free of adversity. Number two, no one gets ahead in the game of life. Nobody gets ahead. There are no shortcuts. Everybody has to play by the same rules. And the key, and I want to emphasize this, if you get nothing else this week, here's the bottom line. The key to a happy life is not a life free of adversity, but rather, the key to a happy life is a life knowing that the adversity that comes, that the God of heaven, which you serve, has allowed it. The key to a happy life is not one that's free of adversity, but the key to a happy life is to know that God has allowed that adversity to come. Father, teach us from your word and help us, I pray, to ever serve you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.